We welcome you as we celebrate the Ascension of our Lord, the 40th day of Easter today. We're happy that you're here as we also are live streaming the service today. And the 40th day of Easter rejoices in the Ascension of Christ and his intercession at the right hand of God. As we continue through this worship service, is live service 3 on page 184. We sing the opening Ascension hymn, A Hymn of Glory. Let us sing hymn 493. We stand and face the cross, hymn 493. Please stand.
Thank you.
4. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of your suffering and death, of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join in the instrument in the bulletin.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
And of earth peace, goodwill.
so may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
First reading for the Ascension of our Lord is from Acts chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day when he was taken up, and he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking up, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 147 responsively by whole verse. 47 responsively by whole verse.
Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. Gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a psalm. Princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the
Epistle is from Ephesians chapter 1. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. He put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia in verse.
Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them, and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Confess the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
We sing hymn 494. Pastor will sing verses 1 and 3, and the congregation will sing verses 2, 4, and 5. You may be seated.
Easter Sunday to Ascension Thursday to Pentecost Sunday. During this entire 50 days, we consider Christ's resurrection and then the preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit that we will celebrate in 10 days at Pentecost. And if you look at these marvelous lessons from Acts and Ephesians and from Luke, We see today that he ascended, he is present, he will return. He is not absent, he is present. For where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. You know, in Europe, a couple hundred years ago, they gave a real object lesson, especially for the children of the congregation on Ascension Day. Believe it or not, in some of the churches in Europe on Ascension Day, which was a way bigger deal than it is today, they would temporarily cut a hole in the ceiling of the church up above the altar. And they would attach ropes to the statue of Jesus in the altar. And when the pastor was reading the lesson about Christ's ascension, the men outside would start lifting the statue up all the way through the sanctuary out the hole in the ceiling. I've never suggested that we do that, but it would really make the point. And the children would never forget for their whole life that Jesus ascended into heaven. But it's really important to note on Ascension Day, there is a very critical misunderstanding of the ascension of Jesus. In some circles, there is a misunderstanding of this, meaning that because Christ ascended to the right hand of God, he's up there, we're down here, and he cannot give us his body and blood in Holy Communion. Even in Luther's day, as he debated Zwingli about this, the argument was used even 500 years ago, that it's not possible for Jesus to actually be present, giving us his body and blood in Holy Communion, because he's up at the right hand of God, we're down here, and we're just going to have to wait till he comes back to see him. Well, it's true. We are going to have to wait back to physically see him and visibly see him when he returns. But Luther made it clear. Jesus can do anything that he wants because he is true God and true man in one person. Wherever he is there, both as true God and true man. Jesus ascended to the right hand of God means he fills the entire universe with his presence. He can be present everywhere. So when someone is baptized, he is there. When absolution is being pronounced, he is there. When the gospel is preached, he is there. When Holy Communion is instituted, he is there giving us his body and blood. He is not absent, he is present. If you just remember that today on this celebration of the Ascension, you will properly understand the Ascension of our Lord Jesus. He ascended, he is present, he will return. He ascended. Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke, also wrote the book of Acts to a man named Theophilus, a Christian prominent man. Luke is the one who records the ascension in Acts chapter 1, that he gave convincing proofs for 40 days that he was alive. He ate with them. He made them breakfast. He showed them his hands and feet, that it was really him. He was truly risen from the dead. Then, after giving them the Great Commission and telling them to make disciples of all nations, beginning at Galilee, and then go north to Samaria, beginning at Judea, and go through Samaria up north to Galilee and to the ends of the earth, then suddenly he's lifted up, taken from them into the clouds. You would have done the same thing the apostles did. They stared as they watched Jesus go into the clouds. So then, the two angels, who are men dressed in white, have to tell them, why do you continue to stand here? This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you saw him go into heaven. Meaning, as Jesus went up with the angels upon the clouds, he will come back with the angels on the clouds. He who went up is the one who will return. Christ's ascension to the right hand of God means that he has ascended as our intercessor, the one who is our mediator. His work was complete. So now he can say, I have sacrificed my lifeblood for these your people. Forgive their sin. Give them everlasting life. I have atoned for their sin and made full payment in my blood. He ascended to the right hand of God to be our intercessor and mediator. He ascended. He is also present. Paul says in Ephesians, in his power and his great might, he is raised in heavenly places far above all rule and power and dominion. He's put everything under his feet and gave him his head over all things, that is the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who dwells in all. You know, you can't have a body without the head. You have to have the head and the body together. The fact that we are here on earth as the body of Christ shows that Christ is present with us. Wherever the body is, there the head is. Where the head is, there the body is. Jesus is the head of the church. We are the body. Body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, St. Paul says. He is the head of the church over all things. Wherever Jesus' word is proclaimed, wherever his gifts are distributed, Jesus is present. And once you grasp that truth, all the things that Jesus said, it all comes to light. Remember when he said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I am with you always, till the end of the age. I give you the Holy Spirit when you are baptized. When absolution is proclaimed, the Father sent me, now I send you, his pastors, to the church. And when he says, take and eat, this is my body, this is my blood, he, the head of the church, feeds the church, his body. He ascended, he is present. He will return. St. Luke continues the story of the ascension in the last chapter of Luke. For when Jesus went with them out to Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them and was carried up into heaven, he told them the Christ should suffer, on the third day rise from the dead. Repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. You are witnesses of these things. Jesus will return only when that work is completed. The world is a mess. The world is crazy. The world is in the midst of desolation and affliction. Remember what Paul said? The evil ruler is the prince of this world. This life is not our home. Heaven is our home. Christ Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. You will be clothed with power from on high. You see, we're awaiting Jesus' glorious return, but until he does return, the church's work is doing exactly what we are doing here. Make disciples of all nations, teaching both law and gospel, baptizing, absolving, and giving people Holy Communion. We don't know if Jesus might come tonight or he might not come for 1,000 years. It's not our concern. The Father knows when it's time for Jesus to return. Until he returns, we are to be about the Father's business, making disciples of all nations. He is not absent. He is present. He is with us here. He who sits at God's right hand fills the universe with his presence. The last verse of the sermon office hymn is one of, and trust me, one of the most powerful hymn verses in our hymnal about what's called the communication of the attributes of Jesus being both true God and true man. We all ought to memorize the fifth verse of the hymn we just sang. He has raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places. There with Him in glory stand. Jesus reigns adored by angels. Man with God is on the throne. By our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. The one who shares our flesh and blood is glorified at the right hand of God. We can't see it yet, but we're already seated with Him in heavenly places. We just can't see it with our eyes yet. Let us begin to live our lives as if we are already seated with Him, because we are. He went up, but He is still with us. We rejoice today on the 40th day of Easter. In the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, He ascended, He is present, He will return. All glory be to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand and sing the offertory on page 192. Please stand. Place your offerings in the offering plates by the church doors. You may be seated for the volunteer.
prayer at the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, in the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know what is everlasting life. Grant us perfectly to know your Son Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that following his steps, we may steadfastly walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you gave your only begotten Son to take our human nature upon himself. Grant that we, adopted by your grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit until he returns in glory. Lord, in your mercy. And Almighty God, grant that we, who have been redeemed from the old life of sin, by our baptism into death, the resurrection, and the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ, may be renewed by your Spirit to live in righteousness and true holiness through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Page 194. The Lord be with you. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
take, eat. This is my body. which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
page 199, Nunc Dimittis, we stand to sing.
Sing.